Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, New York City Schools Chancellor Joel Klein, in 10 minutes. He's got a lot to say about the Obama education plan. But we just talked about the vehicles that run on four wheels or more. Now to those that run on two. Did you know that cities like Milwaukee and Madison, Salt Lake City, Davis, California require bicycle licenses? Did you know that some places even put points on your driver's licenses if you commit a moving violation on a bike? Seattle is the latest to consider bike licenses to pay for bike infrastructure, but also to keep peddlers accountable. And did you see Robert Sullivan's cover essay in the New York Times city section on Sunday? He is a bike rider, but proposed a code of civility for bikers for the sake of pedestrians. He also acknowledged he is sure to be scoffed at. Let's see if you scoff. He's here now. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
How'd you get here?
I got here scoffed at while biking here. Actually, I wasn't scoffed at all. I biked here. I biked the quote-unquote safest route as per my Google Bike Map. And actually, a guy accidentally walked in the crosswalk when I was on the bike lane, and then he stopped and apologized to me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was excellent.
That's the first apology, I think, in the history of pedestrian-biker relations.
People, believe it or not, and this is the really scary news in terms of biking and civility and pedestrians, people are really, don't tell anybody, nice. In New York City, they're nice.
Really?
They're actually
that,
nice.
That
yeah,
is amazing. I've noticed that actually once or twice. So. It's still a little cold for wimpy bike commuters like me. I'll take the train for most of March. But your four-point plan is as basic as it gets.
Yes.
Stop it. I can't believe this
I'm
is controversial.
I'm glad you're calling it the four-point plan. Yes, okay.
Right. Well, if you read all the way to the end of the article, there it is. Yep. Stop at major intersections.
Yes.
Duh. Ride in the direction of traffic. Yep. What a concept. Yep. Stay off the sidewalks.
Yep.
There are some places where they let you ride on selected sidewalks, but not in New York.
So, yeah.
And signal our turns. This is controversial?
A number of bikers suggested leaving things, I think dead bikes, on my doorstep the other day. So, yeah. Because, you know, if you're a biker, you don't really understand. You think, okay, the bike lane ended. I got a long block. The sidewalk, nobody's on it. It's kind of like jaywalking. Why should I? Everything in me says, it's red. Nobody's here. Just ride through. I understand that. I feel like a jerk, talking to myself about this kind of thing.
Okay, fellow bikers. Call us up. We got about 5 minutes for this. Are you ready to scoff at Robert Sullivan? Dare you do this in full view of the rest of the metropolitan area? 212-433-WNYC. Let's leave pedestrians or car drivers out of it for the moment, because presumably you're all going to call. If you don't ride a bike in traffic, you're all going to call up and say, of course, you should ride in the direction of traffic, stop at major intersections, stay off the sidewalks, and signal your turns.
Well, you might even say, because I have a friend who was riding her kids on Saturday, and she was, scoffed at by pedestrians who said, can you believe it, riding your kid on a bike in the streets in New York City? So there's still that. That's what this is about. This is about moving towards the greater goal, which is car lanes.
Car lanes.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean special lanes where
the cars would be able to go?
People
and bikes, which I would group in the same category. And that, again, is another big thing. But road engineers are saying, how do we think about bikes? Do we think about them as vehicles or as people? You know, that's a big thing.
Dale in Seaford Harbor is a sidewalk bicyclist, Dale.
What?
You ride your bike on the sidewalk.
Actually, I'm sitting in a wheelchair right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I ride it in the street. There are no sidewalks in my neighborhood.
Yes.
Anyway, where I am now. But I have one very simple suggestion, and that is you require that cyclists walk when they're on the sidewalk.
Right, and that's already the law in New York City. I know people who have gotten ticketed for riding their bike on a sidewalk, even what they thought was a deserted sidewalk.
Yeah, I have a friend who just went to his community movie service, watch a movie thing for biking on the sidewalk. And I present as a kind of third way, schluffing, which is the thing I invented and put it in. I made it the fifth point, sort of, or the fifth note, and that was killed. But it's the idea that if you're walking your bike and you were for just a second to use it in a kind of scooter-esque way, not to get on it, but just kind of because there's nobody there. And then as soon as somebody comes, you're walking, so you're not really biking. But it's a gray area. I don't know. But yeah, walking is also a good thing with your bike because you can put a lot of bags on the handlebars.
I actually know somebody who got a ticket for riding on the sidewalk, and he told me that the cop, I guess the cop didn't know the word sloughing, but he said, you know, you weren't just sort of on the bike and footing it along.
Footing.
You were actually riding it.
Yes, that's sloughing. That's what I call sloughing.
And the Times edited out sloughing?
Well, you can understand why I'm crazy enough to present 4 points.
We want to talk about sloughing on it. Max in East Brunswick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Max.
Hello, how are you?
Okay. So?
I just wanted to say that the bike rules are brilliant.
Are you a rider?
I am a rider at some point, but in East Brunswick it's so sprawling that I have to drive most everywhere, and there are no bike lanes and no sidewalks, so I can't bike, and it's just sad. And I feel if there were more rules and more regulations, that I would be able to bike.
Well, I mean, he said brilliant. Anyway, here, I can't believe he said that. And I don't know this person.
I think he's onto something, because this is sort of part of the grand bargain, right? The grand civic bargain that the bicyclists of the world could make with everybody else to make it all more politically acceptable to build all these bike lanes and sheltered bike lanes and the whole thing.
Right. He just talked about a place where there's no infrastructure for bicycles. And that's what we used to have. We used to have streets and sidewalks and no bike lanes. Now, and bikers were not used to having any bike infrastructure. Now we're in this awkward point. It's like moving towards full communism. So, you know, supposedly the state's going to fall away. But in the meantime, we have reached this point where it's awkward. We can't be using the old way of biking. And we have to pretend that we have to kind of work on what they've given us. Ed Koch ripped out the bike lanes in the 70s because they didn't last. They didn't work. Nobody was in them for about 5 days.
All right. I think Ronnie in Manhattan is going to scoff. Ronnie, you're on WNYC with Robert Sullivan. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen. So I'm an attorney. I ride my bicycle to work every single day, regardless of weather. I can remember one storm some years ago, one winter storm I didn't ride, and I regretted it. And I'm surprisingly going to come out against stopping at stoplights. One of the tricks of riding a bicycle, and one of the things that's effective about it, is to avoid traffic. When you stop at a light, you clog yourself up with all the traffic that's there.
Now, let's be specific here. Your point in the Times said stop at major intersections.
I did. You know, I mean, for many reasons. I think it's a really good point. But you don't want to get caught up at the intersection. Now, the city has given us already bike boxes, not everywhere. Brooklyn, I'm lucky to live in Brooklyn because the most bike infrastructure is there. Bike boxes allow a biker to get ahead of the cars at the intersection. That seems to me to be, I think it's a great point, and it's one of the most important things about safe biking. You have to be ahead of the cars. The cars have to see you. And so even if there's not a bike box, it's almost incumbent on you to get ahead of the cars. And in Iowa, I think it's Iowa, they have the stop and go law. So you stop at the light and then you go. But, I feel kind of ridiculous. I've been doing it for the past couple of months, just stopping at lights totally and wading through the light. And my friends scoff at me even before I wrote this article. But I've had crossing guards come and hug me in the supermarket. Not actually hug me, I'm not a good hugger. But stop me in the supermarket and tell me, I wish every biker was like you. It's our political Achilles heel.
And Tim in Brooklyn is against riding only with traffic, right, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I want to say that's a great article, and I love what you said about the Brooklyn Bridge, because that is a ridiculous scene with testosterone-aided bikers. But I do find I feel safer when I am riding, not on a big street, but a small street, against traffic, mainly because I can see into parked cars and they can see me. And one of the bikers' biggest fears is the person opening their parked car door into a bike lane because they have no idea you're coming. And I just feel like I have more control and everybody can see me better. It always feels safer to go against traffic.
And you know what's interesting about that? When you're a pedestrian having to walk in the road, like in places where there are no sidewalks, you're always advised you walk against traffic.
Country
you walk on
roads.
The left side on a country road. And I could see where a bicyclist would feel safer riding that way because you can see the traffic coming toward you. Why isn't that acceptable?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, and I can cut down every one of my points. I can pre-scoff them all. And I know what you're saying. And one thing about dooring is that if you go slower, you are less likely to be doored. I spend all my time telling my kids, look ahead of you. And it reminds me of the way my father learned how to drive in the city from his father, who drove horses, who would always talk about saying, watch the lead horse. So you got to watch ahead of you. It's crazy. But on a one-way street, you are more likely to screw up pedestrians who are walking in and not looking for you coming the other way. You're more likely to get into a bind, where if there's a mistake and you can't pull over and a car's going 8,000 miles an hour your way, you're dead. I mean, I totally understand what you're saying, but you got to kind of go with it.
We got to go, but just one more time, just so I can hear it again. Give me the definition of schluffing.
Schluffing would be where you're using the bike in a scooter-like manner to just a little bit on the sidewalk. Nobody's around. You've got one foot on one pedal, and you're scootering it along. And as soon as the people come or the cop comes, you're unschluffed. Schluff, not schlep, schluff.
Robert Sullivan wrote the cover story in the city section of the New York Times on Sunday by bicyclists called The Wild Side. And he is the author of a brand new book also that I guess has nothing to do with bicycles.
Nothing.
Called The Thoreau You Don't Know, What the Prophet of Environmentalism Really Meant.
Everything.
Thank you. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, New York City Schools Chancellor Joel Klein next. Stay tuned.